Hey, I really don't have much to say to start it off. Others, it was good. You know, we're in notepads today, so I'll open up for questions.
You guys have faced Fitzpatrick several times, considering he's been on different teams. Is that a unique challenge that you've seen him a lot, but it's always been a different scheme, different team?
Yeah, you know what? I think he does adjust quickly to schemes. I think that experience has helped him. But I think what really stands out on tape is his decisiveness. He's really decisive. Like, he knows where he wants to go with the ball, reads coverages very well, and, you know, makes quick decisions.
Does that discourage you from maybe trying to trick him if he's so good at getting the ball out?
I don't know. I don't know if you ever, you know, you know, you give different looks and, you know, you try to attack different things, but as far as going in there thinking you're going to trick him, I don't know. It's always about execution, I think, in our minds.
Did you see Beatles at all today? How did he move around?
Yeah, he did a little bit more today. You know, it'd be interesting to see what they say. You know, I know he went through some individual we'll see.
What's the cornerback situation you figured out?
Hopefully we can decide today, kind of have a better idea. You know, there's some good things yesterday, but I don't think we wanted to make a decision after a day. So kind of let it play out again today and see. I know, like I told you, Gratz did pretty good. House did pretty good. I think D-Mac showed up better today than he did yesterday.
How far along is Beatles from being diseased?
You know, I think initially it was that, he may not have a chance this week, but, I know he's really trying to find a way to get back in there. So, you know, I think it was surprising to see after individual that he was, you know, as far along as he was. So, you know, I think we'll just keep evaluating that. Yeah, I think, you know, he's played, you know, I think he's got, I don't know how many games where he's played in a row. And, you know, so he's done a good job with injuries. So I think he takes a lot of pride in that as well.
You acknowledged the division talk you said the other day. Do you talk to these guys about 12-game losing streak on the road, got to play better?
No, and I think, you know, when I said I acknowledged it the other day, it wasn't like, we put up the standings and showed everything. It was just more, you know, there's some talk, so we just acknowledged it. They said, hey, this is a position, and now let's go back to work. And, I think there's enough, you know, I'm sure guys talk about it in the locker room or in the training room, so it just felt like we acknowledge it and then get back to work.
Not talking about the road
no.
stuff, those guys at all.
Greg also was saying yesterday, you would like to get Blake's completion percentage a little higher. How do you do that while still being able to take shots?
Yeah, it's a good point because that's what we do. We are taking more shots downfield. And, I think the ones that are, you know, the mid-range and the short-range, I think the accuracy, build that accuracy up because we're having enough of those routes too. Those type of combination routes. So I think, you know, maybe in that area, look at even a higher completion percentage.
Yeah, talk to him about it, but how big is it to get going on the road?
Well, it's good. I mean, I think it is. It's a great opportunity for us. And I we talk about every week is a championship opportunity. And, it really hasn't changed our mindset as far as that's concerned. I really want these guys to understand how important the process is, how important it is to respect the day and get everything we can out of it and really truly believe about going in there being our best. And we just stay fast to that and stay true to that. And I think that's really been the message the whole week.
I guess the Beatles can't go, what are some of the strengths of the Wango and Shatley?
Shatley's really strong, really strong. At the point and can hold his ground and do some good things. He's really sharp too, mentally. Boenko's just his experience playing that position. I think that's, you know, where we're looking at. Can we speed that process up to where he feels confident in playing that? But his size is beneficial, his mass. So they each have their strengths. I think it'd be new to them. You see them where they were yesterday compared to today and you saw improvement. So, you know, some of these guys that have played it a while, you don't see that big of a jump. With these guys, you did.
You anticipate Yeldon being more involved in short yardage goal line?
Yeah, I think we're looking at that. He's a three down back. You try to have certain packages up for certain guys. Hopefully we see D-Rob get some more reps and Bernard Pierce, guys like that, take some of the load off of them. So, whether they're in specific, you know, situations like goal line, you said, we'll have to wait and see.
Is there any concern that Pierce might be suspended?
No, I've not heard anything. Mm-mm.
You guys did a good job against Tampa's physical pair of receivers. Is it similar with Marshall, assuming Marshall
plays? Marshall plays really physical. Really physical, especially against press coverage. He does a good job getting off the ball and using his strength. I think that's what you're seeing more than him than maybe the other two guys.
How's Derek looking this week?
I thought yesterday he had a good day. I thought today he was solid. Well, yeah, I mean, we'll look at the tape just a little bit that I saw. I think he's still, you know, he's not quite there yet.
No, he says he's not.
No, yeah.
He's got the leg still.
I think he's still battling that.
Canis needs this.